What kind of bellwether were elections earlier this month in other states that saw Republican candidates on the losing end? And how do recent partisan fights over affordability of everything from health care to groceries play into outcomes in midterm elections next year? We turn to Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin, out this week with his latest national poll. And Charles, nice to see you.
Good to be here.
So in terms of that first question, what do you think of whether November 4 outcomes in other states are more than just kind of a cyclical swing?
I think they show us where the country is right now, or at least where those states were. It's true that it's not a surprise that Democrats won those two states for the governorship. But remember, Virginia elected a Republican governor 4 years ago and is now elected a Democrat by a large margin. Maybe more important for here in Wisconsin, Democrats picked up 13 seats in the Virginia House of Delegates, going from 51 seats to 64 seats. That was a remarkable shift. And the problems we saw there on inflation, on the economy, are the same things we're seeing in national polling.
So going into your national polling, in 2026 congressional elections, you found that among likely voters, 53% of respondents would vote for Democrats, with 44% voting for Republicans. Does that result surprise you?
It's a large result. That's a 9-point gap. That's very substantial. Interestingly, with registered voters, it's a 5-point gap, a little bit smaller. The difference between those is Democrats now are more likely to say they're certain they're going to vote in the fall, by about 7 points more likely in this national poll. So you've got both the preference for Democrats and the motivation to turn out. And those two things together with the likely vote numbers drives up that Democratic margin quite a bit.
Where do independents stand?
Oh, they're very down on the Republican Party right now. Now, independents are also pretty down on the Democratic Party right now. Mm-hmm. But independents are leaning pretty heavily Democratic, except that a lot of Democrats say they wouldn't vote for either party. That's where they're negative about both. But the balance between Republican and Democrats, they're giving a very heavy margin to Democrats.
So what is driving this sentiment among respondents certain to vote? Is it all about Donald Trump and how he is governing?
I think it's enormously about Trump, though Trump's overall job approval is not much less than it was recently. In fact, it's exactly the same as in our September poll. But the concern about inflation and the economy and the belief that Donald Trump is not addressing those problems well, those are things that hurt the president, but hurt his party and help Democrats at this point.
So will some of the moves that the president has made to undo some tariffs, for example, deliver him from being underwater, do you think?
I think they're an important move to try to address the grocery price issue, for example. Just in the last couple of days, he's taken off tariffs on Brazil, on coffee, and a variety of other vegetables and other things that we import from there. Whether that will be enough to change the overall trajectory of how people see prices going, that I think is far less clear. But it is tangible efforts, in fairness, to take off tariffs that he himself imposed that drove up costs, but to pull those down.
So one result that was the reason for the government shutdown in this poll, you found 70% of respondents favor extending the ACA tax credits. How big of a driver do you think that issue will be in the midterm?
I think it could grow. I think the fact that people have just begun to see what their insurance costs will be under the ACA for next year, if they're buying insurance on the marketplace. Also, for the folks that are affected by those tax credits going away, some of their increases are quite large. We shouldn't exaggerate how many people are affected, but it's a significant number that are. Republicans are really going to have to deal with this in the Congress, with or without Democratic agreement, but what are they doing for their party? And does this issue build over the fall into the election, or does it kind of peter out? We don't know that yet.
So another issue out there making major headlines are these Epstein documents. How do you think that will land politically?
Well, it's been a real problem for the president, and we saw him backtrack in the last week to switch to supporting the release of the documents. In our poll, you know, it's well over 70% disapprove of how the president's handled the Epstein documents. But we have a lot of uncertainty about what exactly will be released, when will it be released, and will it satisfy people that all of the information is out now? So it's been an issue that has dogged the president ever since the, well, since the beginning of this term and the initial promise to release the documents, then not to release them, now to release them again. So I think it's a burden. Probably the most important thing is it hurts him within the Republican Party. It's not surprising that Democrats don't approve of anything that he does with the documents. But within the party, there's been a lot of dissatisfaction with how he's handled it.
As to Trump's approval rating in your poll, in this national poll, he sits at 14 points underwater with 43% approving of his job performance and 57% disapproving. But the wow number really here is that he's 50 points underwater with independents with 25% approval and 75% disapproval. What do you make of that?
Well, that's a huge, huge problem politically, and it's politically a problem for the president, but also for Republicans going into the midterms, because you can't just win on your own party base. You need to pick up at least a good share of those 14 or 15% of independents in the country. And these are historically pretty abysmal numbers for any president with independents at this point. Maybe it'll turn around. He's still strong with Republicans, 85% approval with them and 5% with Democrats. But independents are an important swing vote. And I think every member of Congress or legislator that sits in a district that's a close competitive district especially has to know that the independent vote in those districts could shift their margin 3 or 4 points one way or the other. That could be the difference between winning and losing.
So as to that, transposing these national poll results to Wisconsin elections, what kind of warning signs do you see for Republicans in upcoming races for Congress, governor, and even the legislature?
Yeah, I think that what we saw in Virginia, to come back to a real election, not just a poll, is that we saw Republican incumbents lose seats in Virginia that Trump had won by 6 points last time. So our competitive states here, districts, legislative districts here, are within that kind of margin. Now, I'm not for a minute saying that we will see the same swing here that we saw in Virginia, but Virginia is certainly a test case to show that that 4, 5, 6 point swing, even in an incumbent district held by a Republican, is at risk this year.
All right, Charles Franklin, we leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good Thanksgiving.